Welcome to the 14th year of Food for Thought podcast, the place to explore, to celebrate, to manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. My name is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. I am your host. You can find me at joyfulvegan.com. You can also just search for my name and find me at colleenpatrickgoudreau.com. And I'm going to quiz you on how to spell my name. You can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thank you so much for subscribing to Food for Thought. You can do so at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And thank you for sharing it with others. Thank you for leaving ratings and reviews. This helps podcasters more than you know. And of course, thank you for supporting it. Food for Thought is a 100% listener-supported podcast. So please become a supporter today at patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGoudreau to support this work. Thank you so much in advance. And of course, if you'd like to travel around the world with me vegan style, you can check out CPG Trips, that stands for Colleen Patrick Goudreau, to see our current trips and join the mailing list if you'd like to be notified of future trips. My partnership with World Vegan Travel has been incredible. We've been to Thailand, Vietnam, Alsace, France twice, been to Rwanda twice. We've got another part of southern France coming up in June of this year, 2020, and we have Cape Town and Botswana coming up in December. We've got lots of other trips planned, so make sure you join the mailing list to hear all about them. And finally, if you are interested in seeing me speak and coming and joining me for a book signing, just go to my website, click on events, click on appearances, and you can see where I am near you. I'm still officially in my Joyful Vegan book tour, and I would love to see you. I have my TEDx talk coming up in May, and tickets are limited, but they are available right now. So as soon as you hear this, go over to, again, my website, joyfulvegan.com, and grab your tickets for my TEDx talk. Thanks, and I look forward to meeting you in person. Today's topic is egg-eating vegans. Hello, I hope you're doing well. Very glad to be here with you. One of the most common questions I get is about eggs. Because hens don't necessarily have to be killed to obtain their eggs, hens are females, they drop their eggs like any female during their reproductive cycle. And so many people have been conditioned to believe that eggs are pretty innocuous. Most people have heard of battery cages and animal factories, and knowing what they know about those places, they want to distance themselves from them, and they don't want to contribute to animal cruelty and violence against animals. And so they perceive themselves as compassionate people, and I do believe most people are. They perceive themselves also as buying free-range, cage-free, humane, whatever they're labeled, and thus separating themselves from the factory system that we know to be inherently cruel to the animals. So I remember being one of those people. I was vegetarian. I was pescatarian before I was vegan. This is now going back 20 some years. And I certainly bought eggs labeled free range and cage free because I didn't want to contribute to animal cruelty. Most people don't. Most people do not want to contribute to harm against animals. And so in order to align their values with their behavior, they think buying free range or cage free is doing that. And they can have their eggs and eat it too, for lack of a better phrase, but it's true. And I really do think that most people want to do the right thing. And I really do believe that. I simultaneously believe that it's human nature to try to take the easy way out of something, especially if it looks like there is one. And when it comes to consuming animal flesh and fluids, people do want to be able to hold both of those things at the same time. They want to perceive themselves as compassionate while still doing what they do, right? Participating in behaviors that are habitual for them, and not feel bad about it. In other words, if people think they can continue eating the way they always have without being too inconvenienced and still feel good about the choices they make, they tend to consider that an ideal scenario. I know I did. And they think they found that ideal scenario in those animal products with labels that they think tells them the truth about how the animals were raised. When it comes to eggs, and I have many podcast episodes on eggs, You can listen to more of the details about battery cages, about, you know, what it's like to be a hen in a cage with several other hens. Some of them are not alive. You smell the ammonia because of the piles of waste that's below your cage. The only time you leave that cage is when you're being sent to slaughter. I mean, so you can find any of that information online. That is not news to you, I hope. And if anything about that moves you to go find out more, I really encourage you to do so. So when it comes to eggs, in order to distance ourselves from this obvious inherent cruelty, the majority of people I talk to, and I realize this is anecdotal, but I really think the majority of people declare that they buy and eat only humane, compassionate, free-range, cage-free, organic eggs, or eggs from a neighbor's chickens, or eggs from Farmer Joe's, you know, down the road, or from their own backyard chickens. And I discuss the deception of the free-range, cage-free label elsewhere in this podcast that you can find. And again, you can find it online just by doing some simple searching. But what I want to focus on today is a question I get a lot. And that is it possible to have egg-eating vegans? Like, the question goes something like this. If someone is vegan in every other way, but they eat the eggs of their own companion hens, rescued hens, number one, is that unethical? Is that problematic? Is that perpetuating animal cruelty? So number one, is it cruel? And number two, is that person still vegan? Can that person call themselves truly vegan, right? I.e., is there such a thing as an egg-eating vegan? Sounds paradoxical, sounds like a funny question, but I only answer questions I have seen enough people ask that I think there is enough of an audience who'd be interested in exploring this topic. So to answer the question, is it problematic? Is there something unethical about eating the eggs from your own hens? Again, if you're not eating anything else, but just eating the eggs of your own hens, or if you work at a sanctuary and you're eating the eggs of the hens who live at the sanctuary, is there something wrong with that? And number two, can you be an egg-eating vegan? Can you still call yourself vegan even if you do that? And I use the word, can you call yourself truly vegan? Because that word truly, or another word like really vegan, comes up a lot in these scenarios. So can you call yourself truly vegan? So I'm setting it up that way because I personally do not think it's my place to judge if someone's truly vegan or not. And I have a real problem with that characterization, as if there's someone measuring someone's authenticity. And I'm certainly not going to be the judge of that. I am not the vegan overlord. And in fact, nobody is. So I have a knee-jerk reaction to just that phrase, to someone saying, well, he's not really vegan. He's not really vegan. Well, who's watching? Who's deciding that? I am not the decider of that. But for all intents and purposes, let's unpack this because I think there's something here to talk about. One of the primary things that characterizes being vegan, right? And I think most people would agree with this. One of the most basic things that characterizes a vegan is that you don't consume animal products, you don't consume animals, and you don't consume their secretions, right? And I'm not talking about all the other aspects of, you know, once you start knowing about the violence committed against animals who are being raised for human consumption, then you start thinking about animals who are in laboratories, you start thinking about animals and leather, you start thinking about zoos and circuses. I'm not talking about that. Just basically speaking, the most fundamental definition of someone who's vegan is someone who doesn't eat animal flesh and fluids. It's kind of like vegan 101. Whether you're doing it for health reasons or you're doing it for ethical reasons, you're doing it for, you know, compassion, for the environment, whatever. To call yourself vegan, the presumption is you don't eat animal products, right? Primarily meat, dairy, and eggs. It's not an arbitrary characterization. While there are gray areas that I have talked about ad nauseum, as we attempt to try and live compassionately and live healthfully, and I will continue to talk about those gray areas, I think we can all agree that if you say you're vegan, the most basic definition is that you're not eating animal flesh and fluids. So that brings us back to the question, or questions. If someone is vegan in every other way, but they eat the eggs of their beloved hens, their rescued hens, is it unethical? Is it problematic? Is it perpetuating animal cruelty? And is that person still vegan, right? Is there such a thing as an egg-eating vegan? So if we agree that the most basic definition of being vegan is that you don't eat animal flesh and fluids, for whatever reason, and I am of the mind that you can call yourself vegan if you avoid animal products for health or for ethics, whatever you want to call yourself is not up to me. So if being vegan basically means that you don't eat them, then can someone consider themselves vegan if they don't buy eggs, but only eat the eggs from the rescued chickens? I think I've asked the question in every variation. So my initial answer would be, you can call yourself whatever you want, and I mean that genuinely. I will not be getting up in your grill telling you not to. But yeah, I guess I'd have to say that strictly speaking, if you're eating eggs, any eggs, that's not technically vegan, or whatever, for whatever that means. And I don't say that to promote an ideology or a rigid position. I'm just kind of clarifying like a basic understanding of what it means. So on one hand, you could say it's just semantics. Like, if you want to call yourself vegan while you're eating your rescued hens, because in every way, because being vegan is about, also it's about intention, and then your intention, and I always talk about being vegan as a means to an end rather than an end in itself, right? The means, the end is compassion, and the means is veganism. The end is optimal wellness, and the means to that is veganism. Like, so, you know, intention matters as well. So, you know, on one hand, you could say that it's just semantics and it doesn't matter because in every other way you're vegan and it's nobody else's business. And I would agree with that. I'll answer the question about whether or not I think it's unethical to eat their eggs in a moment, but I want to just offer a few thoughts about some scenarios that could, not will, but could come out of being vegan in every way, but for the eggs you eat from your rescued hen. So I want to unpack this a little bit more. Here's one scenario where you, that could come out of you eating your rescued hens. One possible outcome of eating their eggs is that it keeps you tied to, or it returns you to, old habits. You would still have, or you might redevelop, but you might still have a penchant for the taste and the habit of eating chicken's eggs, which means not only that your consumption of them displaces more healthful foods in your diet, but you may continue to use or begin to use again, if this is something that's happened recently, right? You've been vegan for 10 years, now you have these rescued hens, now you want to eat their eggs. So you for 10 years, you have been baking without eggs, you've been cooking without eggs. What could start to happen is that you begin to develop the taste for them again, and you begin to incorporate them in your cooking and baking once again, leaving you tethered to old habits and unexposed to new ones, especially if it's in the beginning, but re-exposed to old ones, right? I mean, I talk a lot about the fact that a lot of what we do is based on habit. And it's one of the reasons I'm a proponent of something like the 30-Day Vegan Challenge, because the evidence really does show that people succeed in changing habits when they do away with it completely, do away with whatever it is they're trying to stop, rather than just reduce, rather than just cut down. In terms of like true behavior changes, the evidence is that, you know, if you stop eating animal products for 30 days, you're more likely to develop the habits of eating, you know, plant foods only if you stop eating animal products for at least a certain length of time, as opposed to, I'm going to cut down, I'm only going to eat them once in a while, I'm not really going to eat them a lot. You just don't make the same behavior changes. And so that's one thing to just consider here, is that you start kind of putting one foot back into this old habit that just makes it easier to stay tethered to them. And related to that would be number two. I think that could potentially create a slippery slope. And I'm not a huge fan of slippery slope arguments, but it could potentially create a slippery slope where it just becomes easier to justify eating chickens' eggs in other circumstances, reasoning that it wouldn't hurt to have eggs just this one time at the restaurant that you're at or at this person's house, right? It's possible. It's not a guarantee, but it's possible that continuing to eat chickens' eggs from rescued hens means we keep one foot in an animal product paradigm, making it easier to make non-vegan choices at other times in our daily lives. So it's just a precaution worth considering. And number three, the only other reason I'd be concerned about vegans eating the eggs of their hens, it's kind of from a public relations perspective. Like, veganism is constantly undermined, negated, derided, and misunderstood by so many people and in the media. And I do think it confuses the public when a vegan declares they eat any animal products at all. And because the public thrives on sound bites, there often isn't the opportunity to explain in 7 seconds all the nuanced realities about what typically happens to chickens from cradle to grave. In other words, saying you're vegan but you eat eggs only from your rescued hens can really be confusing to people, and it doesn't help shift the paradigm. And again, I'm not someone who advocates for a rigid definition. I am someone who advocates for a consistent definition. And we can do the best we can at articulating what it means to be vegan, and people will still misunderstand it. That's not our business. But what is our business is at least trying to be as articulate and clear and consistent as possible. At least that's my opinion. From my perspective, I just try to be clear, and, you know, whatever people are going to take from that, it's not my business, but I'm going to still try and be as clear as I can be, right? So whatever you decide to do, that is your business, and you will find no vegan police here. And I'm not saying that's all inevitable. I'm just chewing on some ideas here and sharing them with you, right? So all that's to say, it does beg the next question. Is it unethical to eat chickens' eggs if in every way the hens under your care are there for the sole purpose of living out their lives in a natural setting where they can roam and graze and sunbathe and dust bathe and do all the things that chickens naturally do, including roosting in trees if it's safe for them and just hanging out? If you're vegan for ethical reasons, i.e. you don't want to support animal agriculture or the animal factory system, the culture of violence that is slaughterhouses, right? Then by virtue of not eating eggs from that system, from the animal factory system, from the whole system, from the animal agriculture system, by virtue of eating eggs only from your own rescued hens, are your ethics still intact? My answer is, and I'm really not trying to prolong my answer, but I do want to thank my supporters. This is a short episode and I'm not going to have an opportunity to do so. So I will give you my answer, but thank you so much to everybody who is supporting this podcast. Everyone who supports it as a Patreon supporter is a hero, because you're all making it possible for me to spend my time. Here I am recording on a Sunday afternoon. It's a beautiful day outside, and I would love to be outside, but I wanted to get this episode ready for you so we can have just a regular routine of the episodes again, and you're making it possible for me to do that. So thank you, everybody, including new patrons. We had a lot of new supporters step up after my last episode, and I want to thank them: Becca Ann, Karen Windsor Levy, Rachel Henry, Joe Kiever, Amanda Campo, Bonnie Brandt, Diana Robles, Sabrina, I didn't get your last name, and Grace Jimenez. And thank you, of course, to my long time, all of these amazing angel supporters, these generous platinum supporters who have been a platinum supporter for so long. They've just put their credit card into Patreon, and every month for years, they have been supporting this podcast. So thank you, Michal Stone. Thank you, David Cabrera. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Alexander Gray. Thank you, Morgan Hall, and Brooke Boussard. You are all amazing. And I wanted to just give a quick shout out to Jennifer Watkins, Nina Bircher, Ranjini Mohan, Tina Strassheim, PJ Schuster, Max Goodman, and Leslie Patrick. They have also been supporting for a long time consistently at the gold level, the $50 a month level, and I'm so grateful. So if you'd like to join them in supporting 14 years and 14 more of podcast episodes, please go to patreon.com. You just search for my name and go to /Colleen Patrick Goodrow. There are some new perks over there as well, and you can see some of the specific goals that I'm trying to reach. But thank you, thank you, thank you. So back to my thoughts. Are your ethics still intact if you are vegan in every way, not buying products from the animal agriculture system, but you're eating the eggs of your rescued hens. Personally, I see no ethical dilemma if you're eating her eggs. Like, hens are females, as I said. Hens are females and eggs are part of the female's reproductive system. I can speak from experience. A fertilized egg will bring forth new life. In the case of chickens, a new chick. And an unfertilized egg will not. They will drop because there's been no fertilization, and so they drop out of the body. In the case of humans, it happens every month. In the case of chickens, it happens more frequently than that. In the case of wild birds, it happens much less frequently than what we have done to chickens in the egg industry. It is not natural for chickens to lay eggs or to drop their eggs practically every day in the industry. It would not be like that in the wild at all. We've just completely manipulated the reproductive systems to make that possible. But that's basically what the, you know, physiology, that's the biology, is that they drop their eggs. If it's fertilized, eventually there'll be a chick. If it's not fertilized, there will be no chick. And it's just what we know eggs to be. And I'm saying all this because I don't make any assumptions about what people know and what they don't know. But if there's no rooster, there's no chance the hen's eggs will be fertilized. Obviously, I'm sure you know that, but you know, we're all kind of kept pretty ignorant when it comes to these issues because the industry doesn't want us to know these things. So no rooster, no fertilized egg, no chick. So if you just have girls and they lay eggs as they naturally do, then like the egg in that case, it's not a chick waiting to be born. If it's not fertilized, it's just merely the conditions under which the embryo would grow. It's not an embryo itself. Does that make sense? So if you work at a sanctuary or you have your own little micro sanctuary or you just have a few rescued hens, in my opinion, there is no exploitation and there is no harm. Now, that doesn't mean I'm promoting the consumption of eggs. I am strictly answering this question about ethics. And I'm not suggesting that people go out and get their own sanctuary hens just to have her eggs. Intention has a lot to do with how we behave. If the intention is to adopt rescued hens because you want to care for them and you want to give them a permanent home the way you would a dog or a cat as a companion animal, then in terms of harm and exploitation and cruelty, I see no ethical dilemma. If your intention is to have hens so that you can have her eggs, you do make different decisions based on the life of that animal, based on what your reason is for keeping them, for having them, right? So that's why, for me, intention is also important. But if you're there, and I think we're talking about a scenario where you love your hens and you have them because you want to give them a home and they happen to drop eggs. So I'm not saying to go out and get your own hens for this reason. But I see no ethical dilemma in that scenario and eating her eggs, but I want to be very clear because it can be seen as a very fine line. Whereas I don't see an ethical quandary with someone who considers themselves vegan eating the eggs of their own rescued hens, I simply can't say that I feel the same way when it comes to eating the eggs of someone else's chickens. Unless you know exactly why they have the hens in the first place, where they come from, and where they'll wind up when they're no longer dropping their eggs, and every female human and chicken will stop dropping her eggs after her reproductive years wane, I just cannot agree that it's okay to consume eggs from any other hen than your own, regardless of how they're labeled, regardless, etc. Now, if you want me to be less theoretical and answer your question about what would I personally do, remember we used to do those episodes called WWCPGD, what would Colleen Patrick Goudreau do? Because I still get these questions, we just haven't done those episodes. Then, like, would I eat the eggs of chickens in these ideal scenarios? Like, if I had rescued hens, I'm going to go on a limb and say no, because I have been in plenty of scenarios where I could have had eggs from sanctuary hens. Like, I'm not going to have hens anytime soon. I don't really feel like dealing with the care. Like, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of care to take care of any living being. And I especially don't want to deal with, we have foxes here, we have coyotes, We have lots of birds and large birds. We have hawks. The idea of having to constantly fight wildlife to even support the lives of beautiful rescued domesticated animals, in this case, hens, I have no desire to do that. But I have been in plenty of scenarios where I have had I'm there with the eggs from the sanctuary hens and I could have eaten them, but I just don't see them as food. I just, to be really honest, I don't see them as food. There was a time I did. There was a time I loved hard-boiled eggs. I loved deviled eggs. But even before I became vegan, you know how sometimes you just get grossed out by a particular food? Could be anything. Could be pickles, could be, animal products, or it could just be kale. I don't know. You just all of a sudden have a weird experience with a food and you have a new then perception of that food. I started getting kind of disgusted by eggs before I even became vegan. The smell is not appealing to me. The sulfur is not appealing to me. So I have lost the taste for them. And this is why I was saying that the slippery slope argument could be valid because you could start developing the taste again and they could become appealing to you again. And that's why I think it's a slippery slope because you could be in another scenario and go, yeah, it smells really good. I feel like having an egg. I'm just going to have an egg. Right. And then who knows what happens after that. So personally, I'm not drawn to eggs and I have no interest. And so while I don't have an ethical dilemma with a vegan eating the eggs of her rescued hens, I just would encourage you to be clear about how you characterize that to yourself and publicly. I will say that I don't think eggs are healthful, so I don't think they're necessary. Like, they're just not necessary. They're loaded with, problematic cholesterol, problematic animal fat, problematic animal protein, not to mention they're the carriers of foodborne pathogens such as salmonella, none of which is healthy or necessary for us. So, of course, I have to say that because, people kind of try to bend over backwards to just get these eggs. Oh, it's so great to have egg chickens because I can have eggs. We have access to so much food and healthy food that we, for thousands of years as human beings, we did not have access to. There was a time when, of course, that made sense. I don't think that makes sense, and especially because now we have a lot more information than we used to have. Now, I will say this. For anyone who cares for hens as companions and who don't eat their eggs, those eggs do not have to go to waste. So you're not wasting them if you don't eat them. You can hard boil those eggs, you can mash them up, shell and all, and give them back to the hens to eat. They love them. Birds in the wild absolutely cannibalize their own eggs. It's not unheard of at all. And so, while it's not unheard of, it can create a bit of a mess. So that's why I am suggesting you hard boil them or scramble them or do something different so that they don't get the taste for raw eggs. Because again, if they get the taste for raw eggs, then that could become a habit and it could just get pretty messy and they could cannibalize the eggs before you've had a chance to retrieve them. So you can also give those hard boiled eggs or otherwise cooked eggs to other animals, either at the sanctuary or in your home, perhaps your dogs or your cats. And the question of whether or not you should give those eggs to neighbors, to friends, to, I don't know, food bank, that's up to you. I mean, so again, in terms of perception, I just think on one hand, it does offset the number of factory farmed eggs that are being bought, but it's such a small percentage. And I don't think you're doing anybody any favors. Like I said, again, from a health perspective, and I don't think you're doing anybody any favors in terms of you're still normalizing the consumption of chickens' eggs. So I personally wouldn't do that either, because again, I just don't think you're going to have the impact on the factory system by giving a few eggs a week to some neighbors. Right. And again, you're still saying like, it's okay to eat eggs and, keep baking and cooking with eggs. And here are the ones, use these instead of what you were buying from the market. I think it's better if we educated our family members and friends and neighbors and food banks about the problems with eggs in general. Right. And there's a lot to talk about. So I've said this before and I will say it again. Being vegan is about doing the best we can to foster compassion and to avoid contributing to violence. It is not about being perfect. It is not about being pure. For me, being vegan is a means to an end, not an end in itself. I don't aspire to be as vegan as I can be. I aspire to be as compassionate as I can be. And I believe that one of the reasons we're in such a sorry state in terms of our relationship with other animals is because we view them as objects for us to do with as we please. Because once we domesticated animals, especially once we domesticated them, certainly when they were wild as well, but mostly once we domesticated them, we began to just see animals as here for us. We see their flesh, their skin, their reproductive outputs, milk and eggs, their fur, their hair, their bodies as here for us to use, abuse, and consume. Of course, there are natural cycles we all benefit from. Wild bees pollinating trees that enable us to eat nuts and fruit, for instance. That doesn't mean we have to take everything animals produce and commodify them for our pleasure and profit. What I'm most interested in is not promoting veganism as an end and not promoting it as a way to be perfect or pure or self-righteous, etc. What I'm most interested in is changing the existing paradigm from one that sees animals as subjects of ours to one that treats them and sees them as cohabitants, as fellow earthlings, as fellow residents, as fellow contributors. Well, they're more contributors than we are because we don't contribute to the, certainly to the cycles and ecosystems that they do very naturally. But as fellow residents and neighbors and members of our community with whom we share the planet, that's the paradigm that I advocate. Changing from a paradigm of entitlement to one of commonality. So I hope that helps. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave comments on the show notes for today's episode. Leave comments on Instagram and Facebook when you see this public go live. Please share it and let's have these conversations. I think it's just too tempting to draw these lines and say, no, of course, it's always wrong. It's never good. It's always wrong. It's always bad. It's not vegan if you're having eggs from rescued hens. That's not helpful. I hope this was helpful because I like unpacking these nuances and finding a place that feels like, no, it's about being consistent, but it's also about understanding what we're speaking to. What are we talking about? Are we talking about ethics? Are we talking about convenience? Are we talking about, what are we talking about here? And in this case, I think there are some things to say around, yeah, ethically, it's not an issue. You're not hurting anybody, but what are some other things to consider when we're looking to make these choices? And more than that, when we hear other people ask us about this, because this is a question a lot of us get, as I said in the beginning, this is a very common question I get. So I hope it's helpful for you, for the animals. This is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thanks for listening.